Joe Hannell works for Colorado Health Institute. He's also a big believer in raising and sourcing his own food.
I'm sorry if I have a lot of animals here.
And they're squeaking in it.
If you're hearing a cat and there are chickens outside, we have, I think we're up to 14 chickens now.
Food insecurity is a problem statewide, but especially in the Four Corners region.
16% of respondents answered that they ate less than they thought they should because there wasn't enough money for food in the past 12 months. That is way higher than the state average of 10%.
According to Hannell and the report from the Colorado Health Institute, housing instability, low wages, food insecurity, all these issues are intricately connected.
And it actually is more of a widespread problem in rural areas than urban areas, which is, it kind of has a cruel irony to it when you think that rural areas are the breadbasket. That's where our food is raised.
Rachel Landis is the director of the Good Food Collective, a nonprofit organization based out of Durango. They started fruit gleaning 3 years ago, which basically means harvesting leftover produce in backyards and orchards and redistributing it to folks in need.
Honestly, what food banks and food pantries are always asking for is, like, they just don't have enough fresh fruit and veggies, which is what their clients and customers really, really want.
Last year, they were able to harvest more than 20,000 pounds of fruit by gleaning.
I don't even understand what that quantity of food looks like.
I'm like, what would you fill? Well, I feel like the back of a pickup, if you were to fill that just straight up with fruit, that's like 2,000 pounds.
Just like 10 pickup trucks?
Yeah, something like that.
Based on their success in La Plata, the Good Food Collective hired a new gleaning coordinator for Montezuma County, Ashley Lancaster. She started just a couple weeks ago. This will be the first full season of gleaning in Montezuma County. Lancaster herself lives on a farm.
So this is my family orchard here. Excuse our dogs. They think we're going for a walk. And it usually produces more than enough fruit that we need for my family for the year.
The excess fruit and vegetables from her garden inspired Lancaster to take on this gleaning project.
I see trees all over, and hopefully after this conversation, people will be out watching and seeing trees and be like, oh, well, maybe I should go let my neighbor know about this.
Lancaster and volunteers for the Good Food Collective sort the fruit after harvesting it. Lower quality produce is used for pigs and livestock feed. The high quality stuff is saved for people. Healthier diets that include nutrient-dense foods like fruit and vegetables are more expensive than less healthy alternatives. You don't pay for the calories so much as you pay for the nutrition.
I love being able to go and get fresh food to give to those that are, you know, might be struggling a little bit right now with the COVID or with, you know, just finding work in general.
Time and time again, sources spoke about how important programs like fruit gleaning can be to those in need. But Joe Hannell from the Colorado Health Institute and others said that fruit gleaning alone won't solve the wider food security issues in the state. Rates of food insecurity are higher for young adults, people with less income, rural communities, and communities of color.
I think the main takeaway from our food insecurity report last year was that we live in the land of plenty, and yet there's still a lot of hunger. The ultimate solution is going to be for everyone to be able to have a sustainable living wage.
For the time being, there's other people's bountiful harvests and the volunteers raising their hands to glean the leftover fruit. For KSJD and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Tay Glass.